Well, he can't stop to drive by here and walk into the studio, but he is on the phone with me this morning. And I always appreciate Thursdays, our visit with Mayor Chad Baczynski, who pops in now. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back here. I know the countdown is on. You had a council meeting yesterday, and a lot was discussed there. I'll get to that in a moment. But budget deliberations, what, start the 15th? And you're having to field a lot of calls as people think that decisions have already been made. But that's not the case yet, right?
Correct. Yeah. No, it's all, and this is a part of this new process that we've gone through. We've basically put everything on the table, and one of the big reasons why folks are seeing some of the items on that budget report is because of a referral motion that asks what would it look like if the city were to take not a zero, not a plus, but an actual minus 5% on the budget, which is why we're seeing things like outdoor rinks, the Floral Conservatory. That's why those are on the list. And just to be clear, my position is I have zero intention of closing our outdoor rinks, our Floral Conservatory, fire halls, et cetera. Community investment grant. Like, these are things that are, you know, in my view, this is what makes a city a city.
Okay.
So I have no intention of moving that. But yes, no decisions have been made, and that'll be debated on the week of the 15th.
Good clarification. I noticed, yeah, it was the Albert Scott Community Association, I think it is, that where the Optimus Rink is. Are you concerned about closing the Optimus or even Kinsman Rink?
No, I mean, those are older rinks, but, you know, to me, it's our job is to find a way to make sure that we maintain the capacity, that we have, and our rinks are one of our most highly used assets. So, yeah. No, I think that the goal will be to make sure that we have that capacity for people.
All right, Mayor, let's turn to City Council yesterday. In essence, you've said, okay, we got 17 acres of land known as the rail yards. We got to do something about it. With the duty revitalization, the infrastructure was even done to, you know, lead its way and make it easier for whatever comes next on the rail yard. So you got a lot of the infrastructure in place here, and now what to do with it. But you need partners, right?
That's right.
You're going looking. And how is this process going to look in choosing a partner?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're going out with a negotiated RFP. And so what that does is it enables us to accept proposals for a wide variety of options, because on that site, we're really looking for something that is complementary to the existing businesses that, you know, have been so patient through the construction that we've gone through, but something that's, you know, that's going to be important and core to our community. We're looking at a site that is right, you know, adjacent to downtown, a site that hasn't been developed in a long, long time. And people are really looking for something exciting to go there.
Could be more than one partner, though, obviously, right? There's a bit of a criteria. You want some housing, minimum 150, up to 1,200, some green space. But you could have more than one partner going into this, right?
Absolutely. There can be more than one partner. And you're right. There is some obligations because we have the ability to leverage that federal and provincial funding on that site. So, it's great. I'm excited that we're going forward with this. I think everybody's been waiting, and I'm excited to carry the momentum forward from the completion of Dewey.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, do you think the city needs to consider, like, giving incentives or zoning tax breaks to encourage more partners or even businesses to step up and help revitalize downtown? Other major centers do that. Could you get into that?
I think the good thing about this process is that because it is very much focused on the negotiated piece and the visionary piece, the city as a whole is open to those kinds of options, right? Depending on what that looks like. It's tough to compare, kind of the most extreme options, but that's why we've leaned more into that visionary and how that development could be complementary to Dewey as a whole and downtown as a whole and the warehouse district. So, absolutely, that's on the table. It'll just be a matter of comparing, you know, those incentives and what that looks like compared to the overall outcome that they can achieve with their development.
All right, really quick, whomever partners up is not chosen by council members. You're getting the administration to pick. Just out of curiosity, we as taxpayers, who the heck is the administration? Who are they?
So we have our city. It's our city administration. It's the experts that go through our procurement process and do the, you know, land development planning. We have a bunch of experts in our city in city administration that this is what they do. They're looking at those comparables. They're doing the work. They're the ones that actually bring those recommendations forward to council on a regular basis. They do the legwork, and then we ask the questions to clarify. And you know, and the biggest thing there is, we heard this one. This is best practice, and two, you, in this kind of a circumstance, you don't want this to be a political decision, because you don't want there to be an inference or anything that would cause legal implications. Is what that was one of the questions I asked yesterday, because there could be implications.
Mayor Chad, one last point here on this whole revision of the rail yards one day and looking for partners. I've got more than 700 comments and climbing since I posted this just, you know, less than 24 hours ago. Everyone has an idea. And, you know, of course, you're going to get some negative, but there are a lot of people who are on board for, like, creating something. Ted Maria said, create an ice district like Edmonton with an arena. And another thing he said, how about a monorail between that and Mosaic Stadium? Michelle Ripplinger said, build something similar to the Forks in Winnipeg. That's a year-round tourist attraction. I kind of get where she's going there. Logan Radway said, include a convention center. And Andrew Pine, I hope I'm saying it right, might have the best suggestion yet, at least in the way of fun. Mary, you ready for this? Andrew said, how about a theme park? You know, maybe similar to Indoor, West Edmonton Mall, whatever, arena side by side, and we shall call it Fungina. Would you be happy with that?
You know what? I think those are all great ideas. And the thing that I like about it is that people are excited, and I'm excited, and I'm excited to see what kind of creative proposals that we get. I'm surprised no one put out the zip line across the rail tracks, but pretty exciting.
Well, people have commented. They'd like the Cornwall Center, like a pedestrian walkway to walk over, you know, the street, everything. Hey, Mayor, we're out of time. Lots of fun. Thank you again for popping by. Appreciate it.
For sure. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. We just heard from the mayor in regards to the revitalization of the rail yards. They discussed yesterday looking for partners, and it's one of those things that something's got to be done. How much longer can we just look at nothing but train tracks and after the Dewey revitalization?
Yeah, and you hope that it gets going quickly enough, but not so quickly that, you know, it errors are made. But you want something to, you want the ball to get rolling here. And already we have this RFP out. So as we've been hearing the news this morning, anywhere from 6 months to upwards of a year before some of those requests for proposals come back.
Okay, more of this story coming up in detail with Kevin in just a few moments here, but I'm also curious about this latest food report. What's that telling us this morning?
Yeah, so this is done each year from Dalhousie University by somebody that we hear a lot on our radio station. That would be Sylvain Charlebois. And so he comes out with this every year about this time. And yes, I don't think it's going to be a huge shocker for a lot of people. We will be paying more next year, anywhere for the average family of four, of 4 to 6%. So in dollars and cents, almost $1,000 more for groceries, $994 to be exact. And that pushes our food bill to a cool $17,000.
I'm not going to lie. Honestly, I feel as if we've been paying as much the last year or two anyhow.
Absolutely.
You know, but
every time I go to the grocery store, I'll come back with maybe one or two bags, and it seems like it's $75. I'm trying to do the math. Like, how is this haul that much?
Yeah, totally. Hey, will you share a little more of that story where RPS took some kids shopping?
Yeah, and this is something that is done every year too. So they reward kids who do well in school. And so they take them to the Cornwall Center and they basically take them shopping. And it's something nice to see. The kids can get gifts for themselves, which is what normally happens. A young little boy this year that we're telling you about also did a little bit of Christmas shopping for the family, too.
Yeah, I love his reactions, which I know you're going to share in a moment. You don't want to miss that story. It'll put you in the spirit of the season. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow.
You know, we had a little fresh snow overnight, and it's just enough. Maybe if you're not in a garage, you have to get the snow brush out and take a little off here. But 60% chance of flurries through the day and overnight, could get a little more of the white stuff. Hasn't exactly given us a large dump of snow yet. And I know many love outdoor activities in the snow, and there's not enough really for skiing, or is there? Yes, out of Mission Ridge Hill in the Coppell Valley, they have been going day and night making their own snow, and it takes a lot of energy and technology, and we're going to find out all about it right now. Anders Svensson is here from Mission Ridge Ski Hill. Thanks for being here, Anders. How much snow do you have out there in the valley?
Well, as far as natural snowfall,
yeah.
No. The reality is, Greg, we don't really track it, quite frankly, because it doesn't matter, right? 100% of what we rely on is man-made snow, right? So what I can tell you, snowmaking-wise, we're exceptionally close to where we were last year. We fired guns early in early November when we had a short window of time, about 24 hours, and kind of got a teaser out there, but the temperatures just didn't hold up enough to accomplish much. However, through this last little cold spell, we've been able to do quite a bit of damage out there, so things are looking good.
Anders, not everyone knows how you make snow. The water comes from the lake nearby, obviously, doesn't it?
You betcha, yeah, straight from Mission Lake. And the process, you know, in reality is quite simple, although it takes a lot of money and a lot of technology to do it. Really, all we do is spray a fine mist of water up into the air, and it freezes and makes snow and falls and makes piles, and then we push it out. So it's not overly complicated, but it needs the right conditions and, of course, a ton of technology to make it happen and make it happen efficiently.
And at Mission Ridge, you hope that by the middle of next week, you're going to be open for skiing.
That is the plan, yeah. We've got schools booked on December 10th, 11th, and 12th. If the conditions, if the temperatures stay like they're forecasting, we may even be finished snowmaking by next Wednesday. So we're certainly hoping for the cold temperatures. I know most people in the province aren't, but we're battling against it at this point. We definitely need it to stay real cold for the next 7 or 8 days, yeah.
And Anders, what kind of snowpack are we talking about when you make snow yourself?
We put 30 to 36 inches across the entire 42 acres of the resort. So it's an immense amount of snow. It's enough that we don't need natural snow for the rest of the season to get us right through till the end of March.
That's amazing, yeah. And the two park is just progressing as well, too?
You betcha it is, yeah. I actually, if you check our socials later today, you might even see a video of the snowcat out there pushing piles out in the two park. So, I mean, if things go well, we're hoping to be near completed snowmaking by the 10th, and that includes the tube park, with enough snow that we can start working on some train park features and get everything up and operational in good time, we hope.
Anders Svensson, my guess. Is Mission Ridge going to look any different this year to those who visit?
Yeah, you know what? We're always spending money on the resort. Not a ton of things that are really going to wow guests. But, I mean, we recarpeted the whole Red T-Bar Lounge. So that's beautiful now. It matches the main level that we did last year. Looks gorgeous in there. We made some substantial improvements to our electrical infrastructure. So a new building there that you'll see right next to the chairlift that opened up some space around the load area of the chairlift. And then the things that you don't see, the staff will enjoy a new staff area, staff lunchroom, and then a brand new drive system in one of our conveyor lifts. In one of our older conveyor lifts, it was giving us some issues and some reliability issues. So a brand new drive system in that will, you know, hopefully extend its life by another 20 years or so.
I wish you well in the new season, man. Nice to catch up.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Joining me now, Evan Bray, for a preview of the Evan Bray Show at 8:30. And as a former, I don't know if you knew this about Evan, he's a former chief of police here in Regina. I bring this up randomly because I love in the news today the cops going shopping with kids in the Cornwall Center, and you did that first day too.
I did it many years. It's such a great thing. So these are the kids that are part of that. It's called the Regina Intersectoral Program, which deals with at-risk youth and finding ways to not only get them in school, but keep them excelling in school. And the ones that are doing really well are rewarded with this cop shop.
Yeah, and they get gift cards, and you individually, cops, will go with them and
that's
help
right.
them shop.
And you know, props to the Cornwall Center because they do a great job. These kids start off with a new winter coat, new boots, new things like that. That's not included in their gift card. But what was so heartwarming every year, and I know you heard and talked about it this morning, morning. Many of these kids want to shop for their family and their friends, not for themselves. Like, they've got $200 to spend, and they're buying bath bombs for mom. And, you know, it's pretty cool to see.
It gives you a good fuzzy feeling 100%. At Christmas. That's 100%. For sure. One of the hot topics here today is how council has decided we're going to go look for partners. The Rail Yards is 17 acres in downtown Regina. Let's do something, kind of already put in place some of the infrastructure it's in the long run going to need, as they did the Dewdney revitalization. Mayor Chabaszynski, again, after the 7:30 news, will be here. Pretty high on looking for partners. And you know what? I've got more than 700 comments on my CJMA Morning Show Facebook page. People giving ideas. Some are in fun. Some are very serious. Yeah. There's a few negative, but overall, people really want to see something.
Let's develop it and let's connect it. Let's have a little pedway over the tracks.
Okay,
to downtown
you're the mayor.
Regina.
What do you see?
I still like the idea of a ballpark. Yeah. I think a ballpark would be cool there. It would lend itself to that. Would really build up that district.
Yeah.
You would see probably more restaurants come in, maybe even another hotel. Remember, we heard from Sean Semple a couple of weeks back. He had hinted that maybe it was going to go on the exhibition grounds, but I don't know. I think that would be cool. Just something to develop that area.
I think the arena has to go there too.
Arena.
I want the arena and ballpark. Do it all. And you mentioned a hotel. It's got to have a convention center. You know, many people are commenting on my Facebook page, make it like the Ice District in Edmonton, where they have the arena, the convention center. Many people comment, I'm sick and tired of spending all my money in Saskatoon for concerts.
Okay. The only thing I worry about is parking. Like, the bigger the venue you put
there. Have you been to Winnipeg at the stadium, MTS? There's no parking.
There's none.
But you go.
You find a way.
Have you been to Moose Jaw, their arena, where people said, don't put it there. We're not going to have a place to park. People go. Okay. I know. We're never going to be rid of a parking.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's put it there. Let's put the arena there.
I've convinced you what, to run for mayor?
Yes.
And get this done?
I got to talk to my boss. But
what's coming up on your show? I know the story of Willie McDonald.
Willie McDonald, who is, of course, a great Canadian Armed Forces member, retired now. But he is one of the people, and there's a handful in Canada, former soldiers, that many are advocating should be recipients of the Victoria Cross. Keep in mind, Greg, the Victoria Cross has not been awarded in this country since World War II, despite the fact we have people like Willie McDonald who are deserving. He is on the show today, and we're going to hear his story. And
there are others who sadly have passed.
Yes.
That they're also trying
100%,
to.
100%. Yeah. And we'll talk about that. So I've got Willie McDonald and Ed Stanowski, who's been on our program as well, Lieutenant Colonel retired.
Yeah.
We'll talk about why this big push is on for the Victoria Cross designation. And we'll hear Willie's story.
Ed Stanowski, I can't help but think of me growing up in Rosemont when I was a little kid playing street hockey, a big Regina Pats fan.
Yeah.
And you're either Ken Dryden or Ed Stanowski in net.
Yes.
Standing there.
I could picture his hockey card still.
Yeah.
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 And I said that to him. I bumped into him the other day and I said, you know, I have a tough time. Most of his career was spent in the Canadian Armed Forces, and yet I still think of him as the hockey player.
Exactly. Yeah. I do too. Yeah. Okay. All right. This should be a good show. Evan Bray is back here at 8:30. CJME News time now is 7:27. Mayor Chabaszynski will join me right after the 7:30 news. We'll delve a little deeper in what was discussed at council yesterday about what to do in downtown Regina, where the Rail Yard sits.